This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
His name is Samir, and he wants a bike of gold, but she doesn't care. He can wait till he's gray and all the fans all want Jake to right this wrong. But what if Jake is right? And what has Amir done for the spotlight? He always deserves to get that 30. He always deserves to get that 30. Jake gets the mic and Amir should get the 30.
So mean. He was singing like thoughtfully and nice, but he was saying like repeating ad nauseum that I deserve
that you should get the 30. Yeah, the shit award. The award for shittiness in podcasting. We bequeath it on to you, bro. Nice. Me and the fans agree.
That was a parody, of course, of Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
Yes. Great song.
If you could please plug my YouTube at David Adeyemi.
Cool. At David Adeyemi.
Yeah. Guess how do you think you spell Adeyemi?
A-D-I-E-M-E.
Close. A-D-E-Y-E-M-I.
Wow. That was not close.
Yeah. And his Instagram is David T. Adeyemi. So if you like that song, there's others on his YouTube and on his Instagram.
Cool. Yeah. Great song.
Also, shout out to Drew. He's behind on episodes right now, so he'll probably hear this in a couple months. And if you ever open up a Chicago HQ, I'm in video production. Whoa. And would love to work for you.
There we go. That's awesome. Yeah, we're...
Were you in? You were in Chicago recently, weren't you?
I was. Indeed, I was.
Did you have the deep dish pizza? Hey!
That's not what people in Chicago sound like, man. That's like a bad New York Italian accent, but you did it for Chicago. That's a turdy.
That was so fast. Minute two.
Wow. Amazing. Epic. I think you've gotten it faster before. I went to Au Cheval in Chicago.
What's that?
It's like the best burger place, I think, in the world ever.
Interesting.
According to me. And some others might agree. It's definitely a top tier destination burger. And it was insane.
Are you familiar with this smash burger thing where it's like now burgers are smashed and flat and crispy and thin? Whereas like when we were growing up, it's like you want a fat, juicy red burger.
Yeah, there were places called Fat Burger. And now there's places called Smash Burger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
I mean, I think there's a time and a place for both. I like the kind of like small crispy burger as well. But
like In-N-Out style.
Yeah, but I think if I had my druthers and I needed to make a choice, I like a big fluffy burger.
And the one in Chicago?
That is a fluffy burger. You know, it's not it's not like oversized. It's appropriately sized. It doesn't fall apart in your hand. The meat is very, very tender. The cheese is incredible. toasted brioche bun. Yeah, toasted brioche bun. I also get
in house with
thick cut bacon, very thick cut bacon. And some people do a cracked egg on it, but I opted not to because I wanted to taste just the burger and the bacon, of course. But I felt like the egg would have been maybe on another trip if I go back. I think if I went back, I probably wouldn't do bacon. What?
You just said you loved the bacon.
I did, but I want to taste the burger.
Out its thick cut.
Yeah, I thought the bacon was really good. I mean, I'd like to go back.
Sides?
Yes, there were sides. There were sides. And I actually don't appreciate... It feels like we're not having a conversation anymore. It feels like now you're giving me the third degree. You're angrily asking about the sides. You seem dubious of the buns. You seem upset that I said I wanted to try it without bacon. And I don't like your attitude. I don't like this line of questioning. Let's drop it.
Was it anything more special than fries, or is it like that's pretty much it?
The fries are what I got. I think there might have been onion rings or something. I don't recall. It really was about the burger, and now I'm begging you to move on.
I'm on the website of this place.
It closed in 2018.
They don't have burgers. This is a pasta joint.
You got pokeballs.
You got Chipotle. Yeah, there's a picture of you on the tour. Yeah,
I went to it. I got a deep dish, a bowl of Chipotle.
You got the, what's the fake meat one called? Sofritas?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
And you didn't pay for the guac. Jesus, come on, man.
I made them comp the guac.
All right. What's new with you? Do we have to do another weekly Wordle deep dive? I feel like we've sort of exhausted everything about that game at this point.
Yeah, I think I've decided today that I'm going for a two. I just want to get a two. I'm going to keep on playing until I get a two, and then I'm going to retire because it's not worth the stress that I feel.
It's not worth the stress.
I don't look forward to it anymore. I dread it a little bit.
What a complete cycle we've had. I think a month ago I played it with you for the first time on this podcast. Mm-hmm. You
so into it.
Fell out of love with it.
Yeah. On my family thread, my sister texted one time, "I can't wait till tomorrow."
And now you're begging the Wordle gods to get it in 2 seasons.
Yeah, stop give playing. Me a two. I need to move on because it stresses me out. Load up Wordle.com's power language UK or whatever, do you feel joy or do you feel apprehension?
I feel excitement that my first word is good enough to guide me towards a two or even a three. I'd be happy with a three. I've been on a string of fours and fives recently.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm begging the Wordle gods for a three at this point.
Right. I've been getting way too many fours. Way too many fours. Threes, it used to be an average of like three and four. And then now it's shifted to fours and five with an occasional three. And it's not fun. It's not fun anymore.
Yeah. Especially if you do the first guess and it's just like gray, 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 yellow, gray. Okay, great. Now there's an R in it.
Yesterday or 2 days ago, my first guess, all gray. My second guess, all gray, except for one yellow R.
And I nailed it in three.
It was so stressful. I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to fucking get the Wordle today.
Well, there is a fear that you lose.
Yeah.
And if you lose, you should also stop playing.
Right.
If you lose, the game should eliminate you, kind of like HQ.
I don't know if I could ever, like, if I was on my sixth guess and I wasn't sure, I might cheat.
I can't handle the X.
I couldn't. I still have never gotten a six, except for when we played for my first time. So it's not on the public record.
That's pretty good. How many games is that? Like 20, 30 in a row that without getting a single six?
Let me see.
I like how we said, is there anything to talk about Wordle? I mean, we've talked about it all. Yeah.
It looks like I played 25 with 7 threes, 11 fours, and 7 fives.
Wow, 7, 11, 7.
Yeah.
It's a perfect 4 average. It's the first time in your life you had a 4-0 grade average.
Very nice.
You should tell your dad that. Why? Hey, Dad, I finally got a 4.
That's not fun for me to say to him. Right?
I don't know. I thought it because he's still...
No. No, he still thinks I'm a dumbass. So I'd rather not prove it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, you sent me some questions. We should say this as if I were you, the only advice show on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
You sent me a bunch of questions, but now I see there's one in the unread called New Guy's Pubes, and I think we should just read this one sort of sight unseen.
That's fair. Yeah, let's do it.
New Guy's Pubes. We'll call this lady Zoe Deschanel.
Cool.
Because she's a new guy.
That's nice.
I'm a 26-year-old girl who recently started dating this guy, and things are going pretty well so far. The only issue is his pubes are a mess. Mm. This sounds like a Manscaped ad, but I assure you it's not. They're completely unattended to, and they're making it so the whole genital region isn't visually appealing at all. It's honestly to the point where I feel reluctant to go down on him, which sucks, wink, because I love giving head. Wow. How do I suggest to him that he gives his bush a trim to clean things up down there without hurting his feelings? I feel like we'd been dating for a while. If we'd been dating for a while, this would be super easy. But since this is a new relationship, I don't know how to broach the subject. Thanks. Love, Zoe.
I feel like you stumbled upon the answer in the question, right?
Which is wait until you've been dating a while?
No, which is no one is going to feel like... have their feelings are hurt if after you say the hurtful thing, you say, I love giving head.
Oh, I see. Think, so they're like, he'll hear that and he's like, I'll do anything right. you want. He, I'll right. nair he, my entire body.
He becomes
for
a
that.
Zombie after that, is my guess.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to lose that, mm-hmm. that sweet, magical right. sentence.
Yeah. If you were like, cut off your ear, I love giving head, he'd be like, fine.
Yeah, Van Gogh did it. Why not I?
Yeah. I also think that you, I don't know, like, I feel like trimming pubes is more out of, like, laziness for guys than actually, like, a preference. I don't think that I'm like, oh, man, no, I prefer to be natural. It just happens because I don't remember to, like, trim my pubes all the time.
Right. Are you a trimmer or are you, like, a bear? Bicker.
God, no. The trimmer. Loose trimmer.
Yeah.
I don't get very hairy, though. Like, I don't have any chest hair. Here. Oh, yeah. There's a video podcast. 1 second. Just whip out my dick. Oh. Subscribe to the video, everybody.
Your dick is such a little bean.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of hair, by the way.
It only looks like a lot of hair because it's not a lot of dick.
I thought you were talking about your chest hair. Jesus,
no.
Man.
Well, yeah, no, I don't have any chest hair, really. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Body hair really varies from guy to guy. I wonder if there's any ladies that's a non-starter to be either hairless or super hairy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have hair preferences. It's never affected me either way. I don't care.
I mean, some dudes that even have, like, hairy backs.
Yeah.
Is that fine for some? That's got to be... I wouldn't like that, but then again, I don't like, you know... Mm-hmm. I don't have a proclivity for men. Maybe if I did, I would prefer the hairiest man.
Yeah, I think there are people that do. There are people that like a hairy man. There are people that like a nary man. There are people like...
This episode is brought to you by Nair.
There's a preference out there for everybody, but for this person, her preference is a trim... proper nether region, and this man does not have it. So I think voicing your preference is completely fair to do, and you don't, again, pure heart rule, no expectation that this person has to do it, but I do think you could have a reasonable level of hope that he will, because the caveat is that you'll go down on him more, which everybody likes oral sex.
At least for what about the sponsored answer of giving him that gift, giving him that Manscaped as like a anniversary slash Valentine slash birthday? Something's coming up.
I just don't think you need to be that passive. And it might even be weirder in a brand new relationship to give someone a gift, no matter what it is. If the relationship is so new that you're worried about even talking to him, getting him a gift seems like more insane.
A gift specifically about shaving or any gift at all?
Truly any gift at all. But specifically, really? What is like more a gift to you.
Yeah. All right. Something to think about.
Wait, you didn't tell me if you what you do to your pubes.
I like to do figure eights. Mm. So it's sort of like a landing strip of sorts that starts with my below belly button strip.
Yeah.
That sort of coils in and around
an infinity the balls sign.
Slash taint. That's right.
Oh, interesting. So it's like
it looks like
it's
crop
an eight above your dick
there.
And an eight below your dick in like your taint and ass area. Can
yeah, that's why they
can
call
the video
me 88.
Viewers at home see your taint.
I'm worried that like YouTube will flag it because it's like pretty pornographic down there to see my entire nether region, including my taint, my anus,
right,
my belly button.
Why don't you just show us right now, and then John Grimm, who's editing this video together, can make the final call on whether or not to upload it.
He'll mosaic it, but like not that much. He'll make it so it's like slightly grainy.
Mosaic over my face.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit for a comedy about a Zoom or something like that that we can write for the future.
I like that.
So it's like, it takes place entirely over Zoom. So by the time it comes out, people are sort of fatigued slash not interested in seeing it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually might do a Zoom birthday this year. So,
so funny.
Next January.
A Zoom birthday. That'd be, I hope.
Different rooms.
I hope it's a really funny bit next year.
Not a necessary mandate.
Yeah, really could go either way. But like, goddamn, to send out a Zoom in like 5 years, I hope is something that everybody is like, oh, that's so funny.
You could send one now for August. Mm. Hey guys, just wanted to put this on your calendar. Save the Zoom date. I think we're going to do like different rooms.
Do virtual and, like, cocktail like, hour.
The dress up. So, just in case you wanted to like rent or find a nice suit now for, because it'll be hot in August in your house.
Yeah, God.
All right, let's take a break. Yeah. Thanks from sponsors. Come back and answer more questions. Actually, we have another question about a girl complaining about a guy's hair.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's more of a fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson of the fight.
Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. Yeah, you know what? I do. I want to shout out some guy. Okay.
Just any guy? All right.
No, just it's not.
Oh, what about the?
It's not any guy.
Oh, yeah.
Which guy were you going to shout out?
There's this dude that like works at this coffee shop and he's always like pretty chatty with me. And
so you don't even know his name to shout him out.
I think it's like Brian or some shit.
What's the coffee shop?
It's I don't want to say where it is because it's really close to my house and I don't want people like paparazzi posting up. But it's very exclusive.
It's an exclusive coffee shop. That's just say what neighborhood it's in.
It's on the east side.
Good. Very good.
And I'm dinosaur. Actually, I'm not allowed to go back. No, but Dinosaur is a cool name for a coffee shop. Shout out Dinosaur Coffee. I never go there, so you can check that out.
It's a good spot. There's this guy. His name is, on Instagram, his name is Jacob MBP, okay?
Like,
that's man, boy, pig. Jacob MBP. So this is why I want to shout him out. He's doing a solo row across the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, has that ever been done?
Yes, and I'll tell you a brief story. This really resonated with me because when I was little, maybe when I was in high school, my dad like found this folk singer that he really liked, this dude from Massachusetts. And the song that my dad really loved was a song called The Ballad of Harbo and Samuelson, which is a folk song about the first two people to row across the Atlantic.
Right.
And I think there was a time, actually, that I was telling you about Harbo and Samuelson because I wanted to write a movie about them.
Right.
Anyway,
it was like a Jake and Amir on a raft type situation.
Yeah, exactly. Where I wanted us to play Harbo and Samuelson, but now we're too old to do it.
Mm.
But yeah, so the song is about these guys. I think it's like in 1900 or something, a publisher, maybe it's Hearst. Anyway, some rich guy is like, we'll give $10,000 to whoever the first people to row across the Atlantic are. And these two Norwegian guys living in Brooklyn, never ever rowed a boat before, decide that they're going to do it. And they did it. And then no one else did it for almost 100 years. And
yeah, since then, it seems hard because you have to row all day, every day for months and then have enough food on your boat.
Yeah. So it's several months long. I think in the song he says each day they would row 13 hours together and each night they took turns getting 4 hours sleep. I don't know how the math works out, but it's something like that. They just row nonstop. One person goes to sleep while the other keeps rowing. Other guy wakes up.
Pretty much torture. And then how do they? Yeah. I wonder how they eat. Do you think they fish, or you think they like brought enough beans to keep them alive?
They bring provisions, yeah.
But there's not. You can't get it anywhere like on the way either. You got to leave with all the food that you need.
That's right. Yeah. The story of Harbo and Samuelson. They actually capsized in the Atlantic at some point, their food is lost, their water is lost, they think they're going to die, and then a ship passes by them.
Oh, wow.
It's a really meaningful, beautiful part of the song. Everyone should listen to The Ballad of Harbo and Sanders by Jerry Bryant, is his name.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, this is a big part of my life, this song. And I saw on Instagram some surfer that I follow from the UK shared this guy's story. And then I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. He's the fifth person to do it since, you know, Harbo and Samuelson are the first two. So I started following him. Then we started DMing. He's a lovely guy.
Wait, the guy who's doing it right now, you're DMing with him?
He's not doing it now. He's raising money to do it in 2023. And he's leaving from New York. And I told him I'd send him off. So I donated 50 quid to him. So
you
everyone
push
else
him
should
and
go.
He capsizes instantly.
I do
my
not
bread.
Want his death on my conscience. But everyone should go to his Instagram, and which is Jacob MBP, and support him on this on his crowdfunder if you can, because I do want to see him do it.
Does he say? We should almost have him on the show because I have so many questions about how do you even like, it seems like the amount of water you need to get from here to there in 3 months, however long it is, would weigh more than the boat.
Yeah. If you go to his Instagram or his website, he writes about the boat, but I believe it's a 20-foot wooden rowboat called a dory. And he's a truck driver who's never done a long distance row before.
Maybe you bring a boiler so you can just sort of drink seawater as you get it.
Mm, that's interesting. You should definitely ask him.
Yeah.
I'll ask him if he wants to come on the show. Just a brief little interview. There is a photo of him in the boat. It looks very legit. Like this thing looks like it can't capsize. It looks like a weird little pill submarine. I mean, I'm sure you can definitely die. So I hope he doesn't.
Have you ever done like a rowing machine? That thing like gasses you in like a few minutes. Like if you do some hardcore rowing, yeah, you're dead in 30 seconds.
Right. Sometimes I will use the rower at the gym to like warm up. I'll go 5 minutes on the rower.
And it's a lot.
So I imagine this is going to be a little bit different than that.
Yeah, of course. He's taking a paddle boat from New York to England. Is that where it is? Right. Portugal? Where is he ending up?
Let's see. All right. Well, hold on.
I wonder if you're like steering. You're like, wait a minute, I'm going too north right now. I have to go, let me make a right. Or is it just like, I can go straight forever?
I think there's like, one of the things he's raising the money for is like satellite navigation and stuff on the boat, which Harbo and Samuelson, of course, didn't have.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could have a compass, at the very least, a protractor.
Yeah. He should definitely have a protractor and
it pierces
and a boiler.
The boat.
We should outfit the boat for him.
Because you're going to want an iPad. It's kind of boring. You can watch season 2 of Euphoria on there.
Euphoria.
Holler at Euphoria.
If there's a day that you don't feel like rowing, you could binge The Witcher.
All right, cool. Solid tip.
Yeah,
I might even follow myself, actually.
Good. Yeah,
I'll ask him if I can send him out.
Throw him a follow.
I can send ship him out.
Really? So yeah.
Because he's like, it's sort of open to the most followers.
I thought we had a meaningful connection.
He said, I'll do it because you're verified with 130K. Wow. That's awesome.
Did you say you're going to give him 130K? Why is it so hard for you to type? Your tongue is... Oh, my God.
Hold on a second.
Jesus, man.
I keep fucking doing the thing where I like...
Yeah, it looks like it's getting shorter and shorter.
I'm down through a freaking stump, man. This sucks. I can't concentrate without biting off an inch of my freaking...
You've ruined your voice for podcasting.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's actually really fine. I don't know why my pitch also changed when I lost my tongue.
It's interesting.
Okay, here's that question that we were going to answer about the hair, the bad hair. We went from bad pubes to bad hair on a guy. Another lady, I believe. We'll call this lady bad Tilda.
Okay.
Like Matilda, but bad. Here's the sitch. I recently started seeing this guy who I met at work. We've gone out a couple times, and he seems to be going well. We have a lot of the same interests, good conversations, and I actually like his original guitar music. Here's the problem. He has really bad hair. It's longish and bunchy and generally unstyled. I think it's legitimately holding me back from being excited about him, as I don't have the usual butterflies, despite all the attractive qualities. Should I talk to him about it? It seems way too harsh to tell him to cut his hair after only two dates, but doesn't he deserve to know that he could be ruining his chances with not only me, but the dating population at large? I'm 22, he's 24, and I do think he's a good-looking guy if the hair is out of the picture. Any insight would be appreciated. Thank you. Wow. Same problem. Maybe there's a business opportunity here. Ladies, hire us to tell your man to cut his hair.
Right. And they don't know who it came from, but it's
anonymous.
It'll come from,
That's
anonymously
really cool.
Tell your significant other something that you're afraid to tell them through us.
Yeah. Hello, this is a service. You don't know me and I don't know you, but you have to cut your pubes and your hair.
It sounds basically like anyone. It's almost like a free service. We don't even have to do it. That you just need some kind of like voice changer.
In a way, yes. But I guess it would be obvious who it's coming from too. Because if this guy's only dating this one person.
I like this as a business idea. We should almost do it as a podcast segment. We call it the bearer of bad news.
Oh,
or the bearer of better news. Because the better news is that you'll be dating someone or you'll get more dome after you
That's cool.
do this. Well, after you address this.
Not
issue.
Necessarily in this one. This one's
right.
just
yeah.
like,
this
yeah.
one, this one, this one's a little trickier. And actually, I have the opposite advice. The first one I say, tell him about it. Tell him everything he pubes. And this one, I say, don't tell him about it.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Because it's too early?
Too early. It's too early. It's actually tacky.
I understand longish, and I get generally unstyled, but what do you think she means by bunchy?
Bunchy. Bunchy.
Like,
what could that... Maybe like curls that aren't getting teased...
Yeah,
maybe
like greasy almost, where it like sticks together in certain places.
Or yeah, maybe kind of like bedhead, where like you have just like a, you know, a mound up on one end.
Yeah, but isn't that cool now? Like disheveled guys' hair is like, it seems like that's also cool.
I don't know. I guess it could be. I think you could inch your way along on this one. Mm-hmm. Like rather than suggesting a full overhaul, you're just like, oh, we should style your hair like this. Like, oh, like what have you tried sweeping your hair back? You know, you run your hands through his hair. Like, oh, your hair looks so good like this. And it's just a little different. It's not get a haircut. It's just wear it this way. That's step one.
But it's hard to suggest that so early. Yet, and even almost at all, like when you grow your hair long, you've often said that Jill doesn't necessarily love it, but doesn't want to tell you that. And you guys have been together for longer than a month, I think.
Right. Yeah. But I think it almost gets, that's just not her nature. So there's an argument to be made that like, if this is your nature, if you do like to meddle in the appearance, maybe there is something to be said with getting it out of the way up front. Because if he doesn't like that, then you'll know this relationship is doomed.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to think about like who I know that has longish, bunchy, generally unstyled. I mean, it's almost us.
Yeah.
We almost have longish, bunchy, and I guess yours is more styled than mine.
Well, it's not styled at all.
Well, you like sort of, do you ever comb?
I run my hand through it a lot, but that's kind of it.
Yeah. There's bad hair like decision, and then there's bad hair genetics. Like thinning hair that a guy is keeping for no reason is different than a lot of hair that's styled poorly.
Yeah. And one of those things is easier solved than the other.
Yeah. You can't grow hair, but you can sort of shape hair in a different way.
Yeah. But if your hair is I mean, there's an easy solution for both. I think the shaved head beard is a very solid look.
Yeah. This is a difficult situation. I found myself in something similar recently with my dad. He got a pretty ugly haircut last week.
Really?
And I had to let him know. I had to tell him that.
Your dad is so sharp. He's so much more stylish than you are. Better dressed, better educated. Does better financially.
It should be shorter, yeah.
And he's sharper. He's in better shape than you are. He looks stronger. He has more energy. He's actually peaking and you're bottoming out.
Well, that's actually
your dad has it all.
When I said that to him, he punched me in my fucking... It was such a direct hit to my collarbone that it cracked.
Because your dad is doing jujitsu.
He is. He's doing a lot. Yes, he's doing a lot with his life. And I think he really resented the haircut thing. And he literally, my mom held my fucking arms back and he cracked my, what is this called, clavicle?
So it didn't happen that fast, it sounds like. Your mom held you back?
Yeah, she held my hands behind my chair. Like in this weird, like, God. It was a weird fucking way.
Why did you say it while you were sitting in a chair?
We were at lunch. We were out to lunch. And I said, I have something to say about your hair. And my mom got up as if she was like giving us our space, but she...
Then she
ducked behind my chair
and your dad sucker punched you.
Yeah. She called them Italian handcuffs. Have you ever heard that like phrase before?
No.
Doesn't make sense.
Not at all. No way.
But like she was using one hand to hold my wrists together.
That's
in a way
your
that
wrists
really
are really thin.
They were thin wrists. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bones of them.
You're really weak. You're really, really weak. And you have bad hair. And your hair looks really bad. You've got a bad haircut. So I think you're projecting onto your parents. Your mom was able to hold you behind a chair with a single hand. That's a low point. That's a bad place to be, Blumenfeld.
Oh, man. But at least my hair's not bunchy.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Take a Manscaped... Take the lawnmower to your dome. That's the only way to fix it.
I'm afraid of getting a haircut. Omicron style. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take another break. Thank some sponsors. And come back with more questions on the other side of these messages.
Sick.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back yet again. We got one final question to rule them all.
Great.
This one's from a Canadian who wants to go by a different name.
Ah, Yes.
So let's call this guy J.E. Skeets, who's our Canadian friend who goes by a different name than his birth name.
Love it.
He was able to do it. Let's see if we can help this guy out. Skeets writes, when I was in college, I had to find an internship at a place related to my industry as a film major. I had to apply to a bunch of places with a resume, and whenever I use my resume, I use my full name. I do this because it makes for a more even distribution of letters. When I went in for my first interview, I forgot to introduce myself as, I guess we could just say this guy's name, it's not that terrible. I forgot to introduce myself as Leo, so they just went with my full name, Leonard. I didn't think much of it because I didn't think I'd talk to these people for longer than 2 months. Years after I finished my internship, I ended up getting a job at this place, and I still don't have the courage to tell them my preferred name. And now I'm on the board of directors, and I've known these people for 10 years. I don't mind that they call me by my preferred name. I just wonder if I can pivot in this situation. I humbly accept the turdy alongside Amir for my decade of cowardice. Yours, wow. Leo. P.S. Come to Ontario, Canada with the whole HG crew. You gotta see the picture I drew of Murph.
Oh, wow. I would love to see that.
And he looks real good.
Okay. Yeah, we're due back in Ontario.
Yeah.
It's so funny that 10 years and your coworkers have not shortened your name. They absolutely just think that you need to be called Leonard.
Leonard. Why don't you just say you thought of this name change now? Not that they've been wrong for 10 years, you can say like, I think I'm going to try Leo. How random is that?
You just be like, oh, call me Leo. No explanation at all.
The problem is
how are you doing, Leonard? Yeah. Oh, call me Leo. I'm fine. Call me Leo.
If you said that at a HeadGum meeting, it's like, actually, I go by Jacob now. Everyone would be like, nah, you don't.
No. Well, actually, I don't think that's true. I think you would say I don't. Maybe Marty would. But I think everyone else at the company would actually respectfully start calling me Jacob.
And yeah, I would double down, sort of call you Jake more.
Start calling me Jakey. But I think HeadGum used to be me, you, and Marty. And now there's like 20-ish other people that are normal professionals.
Oh, I see. So, and so they would actually listen to you and respect your wishes.
Yeah. I mean, half of the people I haven't met in person, so if I like...
They'd have to.
I made an announcement, it would be so weird for them. They haven't known me for longer than a few months.
Yeah.
So it's not that weird.
Or it could be Jeff situation where you're fine with both.
Right. I mean, Jeff started going by Rodney at one point. So Rodney. This has happened. You and I changed our names all the time. I introduced myself today as Josh.
Yeah.
What's
you,
in a name?
You use Josh more than Jake at this point. You're trying to do this with Josh.
When I climb with my brother and Carnell, and I, for some reason, for such a long, I always, my nickname for my brother Micah is Michael. And and my nickname for Michael Carnell is Mikey. So it's just like, it's so confusing. I'm just like, you got it, Michael. And
they don't Carnell know was like,
what?
Yeah. Josh and Michael. That's what Jake and Micah are called.
Yeah, Jake and Mike become Josh and Michael. I think you could also just start signing your emails, Leo, because it is weird to have these conversations and to make an announcement, but I think you slowly but surely sign best Leo, and then everyone's like, oh, does he go by Leo? Like, maybe he's going by Leo. I'll try it out.
Oh, interesting.
And then it's just going to happen over time.
A digital thing first. You go for email, maybe your Slack name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And like your business card. Basically, wherever you can just write your name without actually having to correct anyone or tell them that you go by something new, they'll just see Leo and it's going to start happening. And now when any, I don't know what kind of turnover you have at your company, but when anybody joins, you introduce yourself as Leo.
Is Leo always short for Leonard? I never thought of that.
Or Leonardo.
I mean, you can go Leo just straight. You don't have to name him Leonard and then have it be shortened.
Yeah, you can do anything you want. Anything you want.
That's awesome. I think I'll go Leo, L-Y-O.
L-Y-O.
Yeah, a Lyo nerd.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that way it prevents this future situation, where my child is working in some sort of future office. And he actually will be a coward. He actually will be a coward for a decade so that he actually doesn't speak up for himself, because that's the level of Poindexter I'm going to be raising.
Right. I could see you being kind of a bad dad.
I was going to say
your mom held your wrists and your dad punched you in the neck this week.
Clavicle.
So I feel like that kind of like trickles down. For sure. For sure.
That's not like regular trauma, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to discuss before we get the hell out of here?
No, you know, it's Tuesday. What's your week look like, man?
It's pretty relaxed, actually. Working from home mostly, trying to like get to the other side. I think the cases in LA are dwindling down to the point where in like a week or two, it's going to feel like summer all over again. Nobody's going to even be thinking about this shit anymore.
The cases in New York are back to where they were pre-Omicron.
Yeah. Does that mean no masks indoors, or you still got to mask up indoors?
No, everybody kind of still has the mentality that it's Omicron still. There's some kind of like delay with the information, or some like holdover apprehension from, you know, the trauma of Omicron.
Yeah. And that's probably fine, you know, to keep the numbers low. So ultimately that's good.
I wouldn't say good. I'd say fine.
In California, they're saying you don't need to wear a mask. And then LA's like, actually here you still do.
Right. Yeah. It seems like nobody actually, like the governors in New Jersey and Connecticut are ending the mask mandate in school, but then being like, and now we'll let the cities decide, or like the school kind of decide. It's like, so you're, no one's fucking, there's not anybody that ever really has like power. They're sort of just giving other people like.
And ultimately it's my decision to do with what I want to do. Like there's California that says you don't have to, LA that says you do. And then I have to make the decision, and I'm always going to just probably opt to wear a mask anyway.
Right. But you couldn't make the decision to not.
Yeah,
that's not something you could do.
I guess I should say my decision is always to wear a mask, and that's going to happen whether the city requires it or not.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So it's nice that the city is forcing everyone else to do exactly what I want to do.
You love the mask.
Somebody stop me.
Nice.
From the mask.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, we should say, as well. You can watch us on our YouTube channel, If I Were You. And more videos of us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. Oh. And you can email your questions and theme songs to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That's everything.
That's all. A lot of stuff.
Appreciate you guys for sticking with us through thick and thin. This is our last episode, we should say.
Whoa, amazing. But
it's been a wild, wild ride.
You're springing this on me as well.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like I would have done the episode differently if I knew it was the last
one. I thought I said that.
No, you hadn't mentioned it, but it makes sense. I just wish I had
stop me. Yeah. And somebody
did.
A lot
of like stuff, and I feel like it would have been...
Yeah, it should have been like a bigger hoopla.
Yeah, I would have done like a oral history.
For sure.
Like that, yeah.
Should we end with the theme song? Oh, yeah, the Teenage Dirtbag for the last ep.
The last ep. That's insane.
Namaste.
What an amazing bit if we never did another episode.
Oh, if only we had the courage. Instead, we're like a fucking Leo. We'll keep going for 10 extra years, too afraid to cancel ourselves.
The two Leonards.
All right. See you guys next week, everybody. Bye.
Peace.
His name is Samir, and he wants a bag of gold, but she doesn't care. He can wait till he's gray and all the fans all want Jake to right this wrong. But what if Jake is right? And what has Amir done for the spotlight? He always deserves to get that dirty. He always deserves to get that dirty. Jake gets the mic and
engineer should get the turning.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.